Welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of our Chaitanya Charitamrita class. And today we are very fortunate to have with us Her Grace Kitira Sundari Mataji to enlighten on the topic of Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela from 6.280 onwards. Hare Krishna Kitira Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining this session and giving your very valuable time and association and enlightening on the topic, Mataji. I now hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Shyama Supriya Mataji, for your very, very kind and warm welcome. Thank you, everyone, each and every one of you, for sparing your valuable time and joining us. So, we'll start. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela chapter 6, and today we'll start with verse number 280. In hara sankhoche ami eta dina nila bhala haila jani apana chaide dila. Translation: because of Raghunath Das eagerness, I accepted his invitation for many days. It is very good that Raghunath Das, knowing this, has now automatically given up this practice. Om Ajnanate Mirandasya Jnananjana Sharan Chakshur Nirmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charu Swami Niti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Guruve Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhakta Namo Namo Mukum Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langaya Tegiram Yat Kripahatam Ham Vande Shri Guru Dinatari. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So thank you all so much once again for joining us. Thank you so much, Komodiki Mataji, for your wonderful association. Wish you a very, very happy Krishna conscious birthday. And today is your appearance day. So on your such an auspicious appearance day, I really beg special mercy from you to please bless me. And not only me, but all the, you know, devotees of Bhakti Sangha. You are our mother. Please bless us so that we all can progress in our spiritual life. And please share your heartfelt wishes and blessings so that I can deliver some right message which is being delivered, you know, by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And same blessings, prayers and wishes I seek from each and every one of you to please shower your heartfelt prayers so that, you know, I may be able to speak something relevant related to this such an esoteric subject matter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is really a PhD level. And I'm just, you know, in a kindergarten, starting to realize the importance of Krishna consciousness. So I beg each and every one of you at your lotus feet, Vancha Kalpa Tharubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo. Anant Koti Vaishnavindiki Jai. Okay, so today's verse, it says, that because of Raghunath Das' eagerness, I accept his invitation for many days. And it is very good that Raghunath Das, knowing this, has now automatically given up this practice. So let's first realize that, you know, this verse spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but, you know, as our regular protocol, we'll summarize where we left and what we, you know, what we covered in the past the whole week, and then we'll move on to after seeing the context. So in our last class, we stopped where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructed Das Goswami, you know, some instructions he gave that do not talk gramya katha, do not talk about worldly affairs, do not dress well, do not eat well, do not seek honor, rather try to give all respects to everyone and then always chant the holy names of the Supreme Lord. And finally, in your smarana, yeah, in your manas, always serve Radha and Krishna and Vraja. So there we stopped, and then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami shifts us to another level where he takes all of us to the home, to the hometown of Das Goswami, where after hearing the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami, his father Govardhan Majumdar and his uncle Hiranya Majumdar, they were all in distress. And yes, his mother, his wife, everyone was in distress, but realizing that there is no chance of Raghunath to return home, what they did, they sent a person to Shivanand Sen to inquire more about Raghunath Das Goswami. So messenger, you know, came back after meeting Shivanand Sen, and he passed on this message that how Raghunath Das Goswami lives with Mahaprabhu and he serves him day and night under the guidance of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he chants the holy name of the Supreme Lord, just caring little about his food and clothing or anything else. And then he stands at Simha Dwara and begs food from the pilgrims, those who visit the temple. His vairagya is very intense, and hearing all this, Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, they were really heartbroken. And finally, they sent a Brahmana cook with 400 gold coins to Raghunath Das Goswami so that he can live his life comfortably. Brahmana came with all the entourage, what Shivanand Sen used to bring every year from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. So the Brahmana cook also came with them. And finally, you know, he came and met Raghunath Das Goswami. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he did not accept anything from him. And what he did with the money, you know, and of course, with the help of the Brahmana cook, that Raghunath Das Goswami started inviting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the other devotees also for prasadam twice a month. And this, you know, the whole thing continued for 2 years, after which Raghunath Das Goswami suddenly stopped inviting Mahaprabhu. So once, you know, Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar Goswami that why Raghunath is not inviting me now. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami said that Raghunath is thinking that when he's inviting you with devotees, you know, twice a month, he's basically giving him a place of honor himself. You know, he's giving himself a place of honor among all the devotees, which is strengthening his ego. And besides, he knows that you do not like to eat the food prepared prepared with previously purchased out of money of some worldly people, because as per Raghunath Das Goswami, his father was also in a category of a materialistic people. So he said that I know that you don't like it. So therefore, you know, he stopped inviting you. And he also admits that you are accepting his invitation, you know, for past 2 years, it was just out of some courtesy. So hearing this, you know, Mahaprabhu laughed and he quoted today's verse that we read, that, you know, he said that, yes, because of Raghunath's eagerness only, I was accepting this invitation for many days. And, you know, Mahaprabhu was very happy that Raghunath realized this and he automatically gave up this practice. So He laughed and he said, yes, I do agree that eating the food, which is the ingredients which is being brought from the money that is being earned by some worldly minded people, you know, that will make my mind also impure. So I could not decline Raghunath Das Goswami's invitation, but out of courtesy, you know, I was accepting it. But now I'm very happy and very glad that he understood and he, you know, discontinued it on his own. Then after some days, Mahaprabhu came to know that Raghunath Das Goswami is now no longer standing at Simhadwara to beg alms. And so now he's going in midday, in noontime, to beg alms from some kind of charity booth. Then we'll do text number 284, where Mahaprabhu is saying, Swarupa kahe Simhadwara dukha anubhavya chatra magi. Oh no, 284, right? Yeah, sorry. Prabhu kahe bhala kaila chhadi la simha dwara bhiksha vritti veshe char chara. So hearing this news that, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami is no longer standing at Simha Dwara and now in midday he is going to that charity booth to beg some alms, Mahaprabhu felt very happy. Because he said that such begging of alms resembles the behavior of a prostitute. So Raghunath Das Goswami's bhajan was becoming more and more intense. And so was his vairagya also. His bhajan was also going intense and his vairagya was also intensifying. And he was previously, when he was begging food at Simhadwara, that kind of begging is known as ayachaka vritti. Ayachaka vritti means you are depending for your bhiksha on someone, but still you are not asking anything or from anyone. You're not asking ayachaka. Your yachaka means to ask, to beg, but you are not asking anyone from anything from anyone. You are not asking, but you are simply standing. And you are expecting in your mind that, you know, you're expecting some bhiksha. So that kind of bhiksha is known as ayachaka vritti, where you're depending on bhiksha, but without asking anything from anyone. But Raghunath Das Goswami realized that in this kind of bhiksha also, there is a complete dependence on someone. Even though, you know, you're not asking for anything, but still the mind is always thinking that this man is coming, you know, he will give me some kind of bhiksha and the other man is coming. Yesterday he didn't give me anything, but today he might give something today. And the person, oh, this person, you know, he gave me so little that it was not even enough to satiate my hunger. So let me just stand here for some more time. So this way, the mind is completely occupied with the thought of bhiksha. And doing concentrated bhajan was not possible. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also confirms that such begging of alms resembles the behavior of a prostitute. Vaishyachara achara. Why? Because even the prostitute thinks, okay, this man will come and, you know, will enjoy, but will give this much amount of money. Oh, this man comes, enjoys, but doesn't give anything. You know, this kind of a prostitute behavior is there. So thinking this way, you know, that he adopts the occupation of a prostitute. So he said that better for me is to go to the booth where free food is distributed and let me fill my belly with whatever is provided and then peacefully engage myself in chanting the holy name of the Lord. So this was the mindset of Raghunath Das Goswami, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu highly appreciated. And he also admitted that, yes, such type of bhiksha is not good, and I'm so happy that Raghunath Das Goswami has realized it, and he automatically, you know, on his own, he left such kind of bhiksha. Now he can have some concentrated bhajan, you know, this way, you know, he was thinking. But later, you know, in the future verses that will be covered on Monday, we'll see that how Raghunath Das Goswami even stopped begging from those booths also. Why? Because he was thinking that in the booth also, the people who are sponsoring, the people who are distributing, or the food that is being sponsored or financed, that is also sponsored and financed by some materialistic worldly class of people. So, you know, his renunciation will become more intense. Later we'll see. But now let's see text number 287. Etabali tandra punha prasada karila govardhana shila gunja mala thandre dila. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again bestowed his mercy upon Raghunath Das by giving him a stone from Govardhan Hill and a garland of a small conch shells. So, seeing Raghunath Das Goswami Vairagya, Mahaprabhu became very, very happy with him. And out of love, with all his heart, Mahaprabhu wanted to present something to Raghunath Das Goswami as just a token of love. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy upon Raghunath Das Goswami by giving him Govardhan Shila and a garland of a small conch shell, which is known as Gunjamala. So this Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala was actually brought by from Vrindavan by one of the devotees. His name was Shankarananda Saraswati, and he presented that Gunjamala and Govardhan Shila to Mahaprabhu. And upon seeing these two uncommon items, Mahaprabhu became so extremely happy. And while chanting, you know, he used to put the Gunjamala around his neck, and he used to really, you know, bathe that chila with all his tears. Let's see text number 291. I think so, yeah. Govardhan Shila Prabhu Hridaya Netre Dhare Kabhu Nasaya Granalaya Kabhu Shira Khare. The Lord would put the stone to his heart or sometimes to his eyes. Sometimes he would smell it with his nose and sometimes place it on his head. So this way Mahaprabhu was doing, you know, the worshipping, and was so much extremely happy after receiving that Gunjamala and Govardhan Shila. Text 292. Netra jale sei shila bhije narantara shila re kahena prabhu krishna kalevara. The stone for Govardhan was almost moist with tears from his eyes, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, this stone is directly the body of Sri Krishna. So we saw that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the shila, not with some panchamrit, not with some milk, honey, ghee, but with his tears. And shila was actually, you know, was never dry because it was always moistened by the tears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And since Mahaprabhu always hold that shila onto his head and sometimes to his heart, so that shila also has a thumb impression of Mahaprabhu. And that shila, Mahaprabhu gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami and said that this shila is Krishna Kalevara. This shila is directly the body of Lord Sri Krishna. So after worshipping, Mahaprabhu actually himself worshipped that shila for 3 years. But after that, out of love and seeing the renunciation, greatly satisfied with the behavior of Raghunath Das Goswami, he gave that shila, he presented that shila, that Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala to Raghunath Das Goswami. Let's see verse number 294, next verse. Yeah, 1 minute. Okay, so 294. प्रभु कहे ए शिला कृष्णेर विग्रह इन्हारे सेवा कर तुमी करया आग्रह. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु डिड आग्रह डिड इंस्ट्रक्टेड टू रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी दिस दिस स्टोन इज द ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा वर्शिप द स्टोन विद ग्रेट ईगरनेस. So Mahaprabhu said that this shila is Krishna Vigraha. He is non-different from Krishna deity. And so he requested Raghunath Das Goswami to, you know, worship this shila with great, you know, with great enthusiasm, eagerness, But at the same time, be conscious, be cognizant that this Shila is non-different from Krishna himself. So we'll take a pause here and we'll not move to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita further, and let's see and get some more insight to it. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented this Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu said that this is Krishna Kalevara. It's non-different from Krishna, the deity of Krishna. So he is directly the form of Krishna, the son of Nand Maharaj, that Krishna who is the son of Nand Maharaj. But then we see, also we know that how Raghunath Das Goswami in his Govardhan Vasa Prarthana Dashakam, he writes, Giri Nripa Hari Dasa Shreni Varyati Nama Mrita Medad Uditam Shri Radhika Vaktra Chandra Vrajanava Tilakatvik Klapta Vridde Sputam Me Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. What he's praying? He's praying. Raghunath Das Goswami is praying in his Govardhan Vasa Prarthana Dashakam that, O Govardhan, O King of Mountains, O Hill whose name is Haridas Varya. Haridas Varya means the best. Varya means the best. And Haridas means servant. So you are the best of Lord's Hari's servant, which flows from the moon of Srimati Radhika's mouth. O hill, even the Vedas declare you to be the tilaka marking of Vraja. So please grant me residence near you. And we know from Srimad Bhagavatam also, 10.21.18, where Srimati Radharani addresses as Hantayam Adir Abala Haridasa Varya. She says that, oh Govardhan, O hill, you are the best of all the devotees. Govardhan Hill, you are the best. Why you are the best? Because you support Krishna and Balram, not only Krishna and Balram, but also along with their cows, their cowherd boys, with all kinds of necessities that is being needed. So even Srimati Radhika, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been described that how she herself gave this name of Haridas Suvarya, to Govardhan Hill. So just on a side note, there were three Haridas actually. One is Yudhishthira Maharaj, next is Uddhava, and this third is Govardhan, Giriraj Govardhan. But we also know that how Giriraj Govardhan pastime, we all know this pastime. And we saw that how Govardhan was accepting all the food, all the, you know, the abhoga that was offered to him. And he was saying, Aniyor, Aniyor. So with his hands and with his mouth, he was accepting because he was Krishna himself. And here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also saying that, oh Raghunath, this Shila is Krishna Kalevara, is Krishna himself who is the son of Nand Maharaj. But in Das Goswami's Ashtakam, we see that he is writing Govardhan as Haridas Varya, the servant of Hari, not as Hari himself. So how we can reconcile these two approaches? So, you know, that we'll just see in a brief, that how we can understand that Govardhan, Giriraj Govardhan, is Krishna himself and is also the best of Krishna's devotees. Like even in the temples, those temples who have Giriraj Shila, and we are one of the fortunate temples, like in ISKCON New Goloka in Hillsboro, North Carolina, we have a small Giriraj Shila, Giriraj Govardhan, and we do offer all respects to Giriraj Govardhan as Krishna himself. We offer him a peacock feather. We offer him a Gunjamala, who is the representation of Srimati Radharani herself. So how we can reconcile the statement that, you know, Giriraj Govardhan is Krishna as well as he is the servant, he's the best servant of Krishna. So let's understand this. First, let's understand now who is Balaram. We all know who is Balaram. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Vishnu Tattva. He is the Almighty Supreme Lord who is non-different from Krishna. Yet at the same time, we see that how Balaram is also in the mood of Das. You know, he's a servitor God. One is who accepts service, who is Krishna, and one who gives service, that is Balaram. So he is the Supreme Lord, but in the mood of servant. He's a servant of the Krishna. But those, you know, he serves Krishna as his asana, as his vasana, as his vasa, as his ornaments, bhushana. You know, he serves the Supreme Lord in many ways, because all the paraphernalia of Krishna is said to be Balaram. For Sankirtan devotees, you know, those who go for Sankirtan, they consider that even Mridanga, the instruments that is used in saying the holy name of the Supreme Lord, that is also Balaram. Then, of course, Krishna's ornaments, Krishna's padukas, Krishna's flute, everything is Balaram, because Balaram manifests himself into all this paraphernalia in order to serve the Supreme Lord. Now, what to talk about just paraphernalia? Even it is said that Govardhan himself is also an expansion of Balaram, because he wants to serve the Supreme Lord. Now, Govardhan, whether he's Krishna, he's Balaram, or he is the servant of Srimati Radharani. So that, you know, we have to try to reconcile this. Now, even for Balaram, we see that, you know, he extends himself as the whole dham. The dham is represented as Balaram. You know, for others who go deep dive into the madhurya rasa of Krishna and Radharani, they also agree that the same Balaram has expanded himself as Ananga Manjari, as the younger sister of Srimati Radhika, in order to serve the lotus feet of Krishna in madhurya rasa. Because as Balaram himself, he cannot come into that intimate relationship of Krishna and Balaram. But at the same time, Balaram cannot be left out in the mood of madhurya, right? So in the mood of madhurya, to serve this madhurya rasa of Krishna and Srimati Radharani, Balaram expands himself into a female, and he expands himself into the younger sister of Srimati Radhika as Anang Manjari, just to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna in their madhurya rasa. So in the same way, we see that Giriraj Govardhan, who is the Supreme Lord himself, but at the same time, he is Haridas Varya. He is the best servant of Hari. And those who can go deep can also think that Giriraj Govardhan is like a Sakhi of Srimati Radharani, having a female form in which that Giriraj Govardhan can serve. Because in the caves and in the gunjas of Govardhan, Giriraj is seeing the sweetest, the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Now we can just, you know, think that who can actually see those intimate pastimes? Definitely any male person cannot see. Therefore, Giriraj Govardhan is also, you know, for some eyes, for some devotees, Giriraj is also referred to as a female Sakhi who is assisting in the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And we all know that all our Gurudevs, all our Guru Parampara, they are also Manjaris. And every day, you know, in Guru Ashtakam also we sing, Nikunjayo no ratikeli sedhai, yayali bhiryo tirapekshaneya, tatrati daksha dativallabhasya, vande guroshi charanaravindam. So what are we praying? We are praying that Shri Gurudev, you are Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Siddhai. So what Guru is doing there? He is rendering his intimate service to the divine couple. The spiritual master is very dear, because he is expert in assisting the gopis, who at different times, they make different arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving affairs. So within the groves of Vrindavan, and therefore Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that I offer my most humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of that spiritual master. Rati Keli, you know, Rati Keli means he's engaged into the enormous pastimes of Radha and Krishna and that Yugala Kishora. And he's so expert in making that arrangements. Siddhai, he's with perfection. You know, Nikunja, you know, Rati Keli Siddhai. And with all that perfection, he's performing that pastimes. So there we also see that how our Gurudevs, they are also, you know, for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, they have taken the form of Manjaris. Because if they take any male form, definitely, you know, they cannot assist in the intimate worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And therefore, we see that our dear Prabhupada's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is Nayana Manjari. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Kamala Manjari. Our Jiva Goswami is Vilasa Manjari. Our Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. And our Raghunath Das Goswami is Rati Manjari. So these Manjaris are the one who can help and serve Radha and Krishna, you know, in their conjugal mood. So this way we can also reconcile the statement that how Giriraj Govardhan is Krishna himself. Definitely he is Krishna himself. He is Krishna Kalevara as per Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. But he is also in the mood of Haridas Savarya. He is the best of all the servants of Lord Hari. And in the mood of Balaram, you know, he is expanding. Govardhan is expanding. And it's a dham, you know, and it's providing all kind of facilities for the sustenance of the cowherd boys, the cows, because the meaning of Govardhan is go means cows, right? And Vardhan means who nourishes. But go also means gopas. Go also means the goswamis. Go also means the senses. So there are different meanings of go, but go vardhana means he nourishes all of them. So as Balaram, he expands, Balaram expands himself as Govardhan. But if we see as the Ladini Shakti of Srimati Radharani, Govardhan is also acting as a female servant because the female servant can only assist in the worship, in seeing the intimate and the most cherished Madhurya Rasa of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Who else can dive into that intimate relationship? So this way, you know, this statement can be reconciled that how Giriraj Govardhan is Krishna himself, at the same time he is Haridas Varya. And we know that how Rupa Goswami has also written that yes, Mathura is higher than Vaikuntha. And higher than Mathura is Vrindavan. But higher than Vrindavan is Govardhan. And the highest place of all these at Govardhan is Radha Kund. And Radha Kund is the place where our dear most Prayojana Acharya, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he made his residence. And all day, you know, he was simply trying to pay obeisances to the deities. He used to pay 1,000 obeisances to the deities, 1,000 obeisances to Vaishnavas, and for 3 hours non-stop, you know, he used to say Chaitanya Katha. Sri Chaitanya Katha was being recited from the lotus mouth of Raghunath Das Goswami in Vaikuntha. Thus, you know, Giriraj serving and providing the playground and facilitating the most wonderful and the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So in this way, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami is praying, and we can also pray for the mercy of Giriraj, that how, you know, Giriraj can be so kind upon us and can bestow his darshan of the highest and the most wonderful pastimes. He can also give us the chance to serve the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika in all those pastimes. And therefore, you know, Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami that take this chila, worship this chila with great eagerness. Now in the purport, Prabhupada writes, he mentions one verse, Arche Shiladhar Gurushu Namathir Vaishnave Jati Buddhir. So he quotes one of the verse from Padma Purana, and he says that anyone who considers the deity to be nothing but stone, Guru to be an ordinary human being, or a Vaishnava to be the member of a particular caste or race, or who takes the holy water that has washed the lotus feet of Vishnu or any Vaishnava, they can destroy all the sins of the age of Kali to be the ordinary water. They consider, you know, that the water that has washed the lotus feet of Vaishnava to be the ordinary water, and who thinks that the name of mantra of Vishnu, which can destroy all evils, to be some ordinary sound, they are of Naraka. They are of hellish nature. So this is what, you know, Padma Puran also says, that we should not consider the deity to be ordinary stone. That's how it is important. Now here, you know, we'll read the purport, that it says that some envious people conclude that because Raghunath Das Goswami has not taken birth in the family of a Brahmana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give him the right to worship the deity directly, but instead gave him a stone from Govardhana. So they consider that, oh, this Govardhana is just a mere stone, but they should understand that those, then he quotes this verse, that those who consider the Shaligram Shila as mere a stone, they are Naraka Mati. They are basically Jati Buddhi. They have a very, worse of intelligence, and they are the candidate for hellish life. So this is the instructions that was given by Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami to take this shila and worship as Krishna Kalevara. Let's see verse number 295. Ei shilera kara tumi satvika pujana acharipa beva tumi Krishna premadhana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, worship this stone in the mood of goodness, in that satvika bhav you should worship, like a perfect brahmana. Achirat. Chirat means something for a very, very long time. Achirat means very soon. And very soon, he said, you will attain what? Krishna premadhana. You will attain the ecstatic love of Krishna without delay. Achirat. Eka kunja jala ara tulasi manjari satvika sevai suddha bhavekari. For such worship, one needs a jug of water and a few flowers from a tulasi tree. This is worship in complete goodness when performed in complete purity. So this is how we should worship Shaligram Shila or any other, Shaligram Shila or Govardhan Shila, we should always worship in this way. You know, the worship of Shaligram Shila or Govardhan Shila is by offering water which is held in a conch shell. So through conch shell, you take that water and you bathe that shila, and then you also offer manjaris. So the flowers, he's saying, few flowers from a tulasi tree means few manjaris. So you have to offer that manjari. And what kind of manjari we have to offer to any of the Govardhan Shila or Shaligram Shila? Let's see text number 297. Dui dikhe dui patra madhya komala manjari ei mata ashta manjari dibe shraddha kari. So he said, with faith, with shraddha and with love, you should offer 8 soft tulsi flowers, 8 manjaris, but that one manjari, each with 2 tulasi leaves, each one on the other side, one on each side of each flower. So the manjari that we offer should be, that there should be a manjari and there should be 2 leaves on each side of that manjari. One leaf on one side and one leaf of one side on the other side. And you have try to offer, you know, that manjari to the Shaligram Shila. That's how the ideal standard is. But, you know, as per Deshakala Paristhiti, as per time, place and circumstances, we know that in this US, some places are there which are, you know, they get super cold, snow, and it's very hard to maintain Tulasi Rani. So we should try to maintain, but Tulasi Devi, especially in these winter months, doesn't give those manjaris, you know. So even if not, then yes, we can offer some tulsi leaves to Giriraj Govardhan and of course to our deities. So that should be the regular practice we should try to follow. But the ideal standard, what Mahaprabhu is instructing Raghunath Das Goswami, is take that manjari which has two leaves, one on each side of that manjari, and offer that manjari. And not only one manjari, he said offer 8 manjaris to that Shaligram Shila. Let's see the next verse. Shri Haste Shila Diya Ei Agna Dila Anande Raghunath Seva Karila Lagila. Thus, after thus advising him how to worship, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally offered Raghunatha and with his transcendental hand, and as advised by the Lord, Raghunath Das worshipped the Shila in great transcendental jubilation. Text 299. Eka vetasi dui vastra pinda eka khani swarupa dilena kunja ani varapani. Now this is the mood of a Vaishnava. As soon as Raghunath Das Goswami was given that shila, Swarup Damodar Goswami, onto whom Raghunath Das Goswami was entrusted, because remember that how Raghunath Das Goswami's hand was entrusted to Swarup Damodar Goswami, that from here onwards train him and instruct him. But at that time when this shila was presented to Raghunath Das Goswami, not an iota of enviousness or jealousy came in the mind of Swarup Damodar Goswami, that you know, he's been entrusted on to me, he was being entrusted to act, to take instructions from me, and now Mahaprabhu himself is giving the shila to him. Rather, you know, what he did, he made arrangements for Raghunath Das Goswami that how you have to carry on the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in which way you can worship the shila. So Swarup Damodar Goswami himself gave 2 cloths which were 6 inches long and a wooden platform and a jug in which he can keep the fresh water, because he needs to bathe Shaligram Shila every day. This is how, you know, the Shaligram Shila's worship is being conducted, that every day without fail, the Shila has to be bathed with water, with Tulasi Dala, having Tulasi Manjaris in it. So this should be the mood that, you know, if some devotees get some, you know, something very presentable and they are being presented something, we should not feel any kind of animosity. Rather, we should help those devotees and assist them so that they can perform their seva wonderfully. And this has been, you know, very wonderfully explained by Swarup Damodar Goswami, that how he assisted Raghunath Das Goswami in the seva of Govardhan Shila. He provided 2 cloth on which he can nicely place those shila, and a wooden platform also, and a jug in which he can keep the water. Text 300, which is the last verse for today. E mata raghunatha kare na pujana puja kale dekhi shila vraje ranandana. Thus Raghunath Das Goswami began worshipping the stone from Govardhan, and as he worshipped, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the son of Nand Maharaj, directly in that shila. So this is how, you know, Mahaprabhu engaged Raghunath Das Goswami in the worship of Shaligram Shila, and Raghunath Das Goswami also feeling very, very jubilant, he accepted and he started worshipping that Shila as per the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And, you know, as Mahaprabhu said, that once you worship, you'll get Krishna Prema, Achirat, very soon you'll get Krishna Prema. And yes, Raghunath Das Goswami actually started feeling the presence of Lord Sri Krishna in that shila. And we also know the pastime of Advaita Acharya, that how he also worshipped his Narsinga Shila with Ganges water and Tulasi Manjaris, and then he called upon Lord Gauranga. So there's a very, very beautiful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita only in Adi Leela, where it's mentioned that how Advaita Acharya used to worship his Narsinga Shila. Tulasi dala matrena jalasa chulukenava vikrinite swam atmanam bhakte vyo bhakta vatsala. Tulasi Dala Matrena. Shri Krishna, he is a Bhakta Vatsala, right? He is very, very affectionate towards devotees. So this verse says, Vikrinite Swam Atmanam. That Shri Krishna, who is Bhakta Vatsala, who is very, very affectionate towards his devotees, Vikrinite, he sells himself. He sells himself to that devotee who, what he does, who just offers what? Tulisi dal matrena jalasaya chulukena, who just offer a tulasi leaf, just merely a tulasi leaf, and jalasya chulukena, like chuluk, you know, this palm full of water. This is known as chuluk. So ones who just offer tulasi leaf and a palm full of water onto the deity, onto the, you know, onto Lord Shri Krishna, onto the means, onto the Shaligram Shila, that Shri Krishna, you know, he becomes so merciful that he sells himself to that devotee. So this is how the importance is there of worshipping Shaligram Shila. Thus receiving Govardhan Shila directly from the hands of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das was overflooded with ecstatic love. So we'll stop here. Thank you all so much. But Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And I'll just want to share one thing to you, that I can show you this Shila. You know, this is the Shila of Raghunath Das Goswami, and you can have darshan of it. So this is the Shila, and this is the Gunjamala. Hope you are able to see. And this Gunjamala, this is actually a berry, gunja berry, right? So this is red and black, and red color and black color. And on the black part, there is a white spot in it. Okay. So this is, and of course, there are yellow beads. Sometimes they put orange beads, you know. And but this is the gunja berries, this red and black has that white spot. So this gunja mala, it represents Srimati Radharani. And Shila itself, Shaligram Shila, is Krishna himself. So this is how, you know, the worship is performed. And this Shila, you can see that there is a kind of a, you know, a portion, there is a thumb impression on this Shila. This thumb impression is of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he used to hold that Shila, you know, sometimes onto his heart and sometimes onto his head. And he used to worship this Shila like anything, whenever he used to chant. And I do, you know, have one more picture. Let me see if I can find. Because this Shila is, you can, you know, yeah. Now I can share. This is the, with, you know, with the full Shringar. You can see now. This is the Shaligram Shila, this is the Gunjamala, and this is how the mukut is also being placed. The crown is there, and how beautifully it is dressed. So this is the Shringar Darshan of that Shila. And this Shila, presently, it is there because after Jagannath Puri, Raghunath Das Goswami, he went to Vrindavan. And under the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, he stayed on the banks of Radha Kund. And in the one of the temple of Lokanath Goswami, who is the spiritual master of Narottam Das Thakur, his worshipable deity Radha Gokulananda. In that temple, Radha Gokulananda temple in Vrindavan, there this Shila is also right now present there. Whenever we get a chance to go to Vrindavan, we can have this darshan of this Shila, which was presented by Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Das Goswami. And Das Goswami, you know, worshipped this Shila very nicely. So this is there right now. It is present in Radha Gokulananda temple, and which is being, which are the worshipable deity of Lokananda Das Goswami. So this is just I want to share with all of you. So thank you all so much for all of your wonderful association. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Let's see if you have any quick questions, any comments, any realizations, any corrections. Please go ahead.
श्री कृष्ण माता जी दंडवत प्रणाम। वेरी ब्यूटीफुल
हरे
क्लास।
कृष्ण।
अमी माता जी,
हिंदू माता जी, आई कैन बेयरली हेयर यू।
यस माता जी, गिव मी अ मिनट। हरे कृष्ण माता जी दंडवत प्रणाम। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। Thank you for such a wonderful session, Mataji. It was very beautiful. And so, Mataji, I do have a question. So, is Govardhan Shila and Shaligram Shila, they're all the same? Is it?
It's actually Govardhan Shila is, you know, when where the Giriraj Govardhan is there in Vrindavan.
Right.
Any stone that belongs to that area, they all are basically Govardhan Shilas. Therefore, it is also said that whenever we go to Govardhan or whenever we go to Vrindavan and do Govardhan Parikrama, we should not pick any stone from Govardhan because they are Krishna himself. We should not pick and bring it at our home and worship. This Govardhan Shilas, they are the part of that whole big Govardhan Hill, and it should be presented to you by some Vrajvasis. It's not that on your own you pick up any Govardhan Shila and bring it to your home. That should not be the mood. So this is the part, this is how the Govardhan Shilas are. Whereas the Shaligram Shilas, we know the pastime of how Shankachuda was there and he got married to Vrinda Devi, and then Vrinda Devi has this desire to accept Lord Vishnu. And then how Shankachuda was also blessed that you are invincible in any kind of battle, but till the time your wife is chased to you. And it was very difficult to, you know, to defeat Shankachuda. Even Lord Shiva, it was very difficult. And therefore, all the demigods, they approached Lord Vishnu. And finally, Lord Vishnu, you know, disguised himself in the form of Shankachuda and came to Vrinda Devi and said that, you know, I'm back and I defeated Lord Shiva. And she became so happy. And finally, they both became intimate. And after they got intimate, you know, there the chastity of Vrindarani was broken, and there on the other hand, you know, Lord Shiva, he defeated Shankachuda and his head flew all the way from that battlefield ground to that, you know, the place where Vrinda Devi was there. And seeing that, Vrinda Devi came to know that, who are you? He asked, and then he said, I am Vishnu. You have a desire that you accept me, want to accept me as your husband. So then she cursed Lord Vishnu, that from here onwards you become a stone because you are stone-hearted. You broke my chastity. So I curse you that you become a stone. And Vrinda Devi herself, you know, she became in the form of a water. Because then Vishnu told that, you know, it cannot be possible. Now you are, we are in the husband and wife. You accepted me as your husband. And so that river becomes the Gandaki River. Vrinda Devi takes the form of a Gandaki River, which still flows in Nepal. And all the Shaligram Shilas, in the form of Krishna, basically in the form of Shaligram Shila, reside on the shores of, you know, that Gandaki River. So, and the hairs of Vrinda became the tulsi plant that we see every day, you know, everywhere. So the hairs are those tulsi plants. And but the body of Vrinda Devi got transformed into that river, which is the Gandaki River. And on the shores, we find these different shilas. Now, we see that there are different names, like some are Narsingha Shila, some are Madan Mohan Shilas, and some are, you know, Varaha Shila. So how that marking is made? So there is an insect, which is known as Vrajakita. He basically eats that stone, and he enters that stone and makes different kinds of marking. And through that marking, one can recognize that this is a Narsingha Shila or a Varaha Shila or a Aniruddha Shila, or so and so forth. So this is the whole pastime, that how shilas. So all the shilas are basically, you know, found only and only on the shores of that Gandaki River. But again, that shila also, you just cannot go and, you know, pick up that shila. These shilas, the Shaligram Shila or Govardhan Shila, they have to be presented to you by some exalted devotees. That's how the mood is. Hope that helps, Sindhu Mataji.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Mataji. So you said that the Govardhan is both Haridasa Varya and he can also be considered as Krishna himself. Is it the same for Shaligram Shila too?
Not exactly, because Govardhan is, as Srimati Radharani said, that you are Haridasa Varya, because Govardhan is helping, in the nourishment of the whole Krishna Balram and Rajvasis and cows and calves. But Shaligram Shila, they are Krishna himself. So all the Shilas, they are Krishna himself. It's only for the Govardhan Shila that we can refer him as Krishna himself, because he accepted the bhoga of all the Vrajavasis during that pastime where Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. And of course, in the mood of service, he's Balaram. So that way, only Govardhan Shila can be represented as Krishna himself and as Haridasa Varya. Best of his service.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. Very beautiful class and very nice answers. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna Mataji, my pranams.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanvat pranams, our glorious Krishna Prabhupada.
What a beautiful class, Mataji. How many sweets did you have before speaking the class?
Prabhu, please, please, please add something. I know I'm nothing in front of you.
It was a beautiful class, Mataji. I was hearing the class on Facebook, then I decided to, gate crash into the Zoom call.
Please, please, Prabhu, please add. We want to hear from your lotus mouth. Please add something.
it's very nice because you're speaking so nicely about Govardhan being Haridasa Varya. And there is in the Gopal Champu, Srila Jiva Goswami, he mentions, that various devotees are serving Krishna according to various capacities. When they perform deity worship, some devotees are able to offer maybe five upacharas. Some are able to offer eight upacharas. Some are able to offer nine upacharas. But Govardhan is able to offer 21 upacharas, like dhupa, deepa, gandha. And all of these 21 are described in great detail by Srila Jiva Goswami. So I was really very happy to hear, Mataji, the glories of Sri Giriraj Govardhan and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. And I'm sure you must have had some nice sweets before giving the class, because the class was overflowing with sweetness.
I'm so happy you are here, and I wish you would have taken up this session, because I know you are so much attracted to Govardhan, and recently also you were in Govardhan Dham. So
I'm scraping my heart with, Dvait and Advait right now. So,
non school philosophies, I know you are. But thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for.
Thank you, Mataji.
Just presence.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. And one thing I would really like to add, that to all of you, that credit goes to His Grace Hari Parshad Prabhu, because when I was reading this Dashakam by Raghunath Das Goswami and Govardhan Vasa Dashakam, I was not able to find the melody in, how to sing that verse. And finally, I saw YouTube. And, I got that, oh, wow, okay, this is in this verse. So I memorized it. And so thank you, Hari Parshad Prabhu, for, taking up all these pains and, putting it on YouTube. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my pranams. Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Kirtana Sundari Mataji. Thank you so much. Very well. I was not there for the entire class, but I was just in and out and I could hear some very nice parts. Thank you so much. It was very inspiring. I could That's see the right. pictures and the presentations That's as well. Right. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Right. I hope to slowly, join more
right.
Consistently, well, maybe in a few weeks. But That's thank you so much
That's
for the wonderful
right.
class.
Thank you so much,
Mataji.
All these days, thank you for your auspicious presence today. voice which I was longing to hear for so long.
Hari Bol. हरे कृष्ण माता जी कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरुदेव की जय श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की जय थैंक यू माता जी फॉर एक्सप्लेनिंग सो नाइसली अबाउट श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी एंड अदर चंद्र एंड माता जी यू सिंग सो नाइसली एग्जैक्टली लाइक प्रभु जी ऑल द वर्सेस एंड यू एक्सप्लेन about the Rupa Manjari, Nayana Manjari, and our Guru Parampara, Guru Maharaj also, they are also in a Manjari Bhav, and you sing so nicely, Govardhan Das Dastakam, and then Radha Kunda, Shishi Shama Kunda, Shishi Govardhana, and simply try to try to obeisance the deities, dress our Chaitanya Katha, Shishi Chaitanya Das Katha, the lotus feet of mouth Raghunath Das Goswami, take their worship in a Padma Puran. They write down Guru ordinary, like a lotus feet of Guru Maharaj. लोटस फीट ऑफ गुरु महाराज जो गुरु महाराज के चरण धूली के पानी होते पानी हो पानी होता है चरणामृत दैट इज द चरणामृत एंड वी हैव टू एक्सेप्ट इट एंड दोज हु आर नॉट एक्सेप्टिंग दे आर नॉट वैष्णवा एंड दोज कंसाइडर सालीग्राम शिला एंड देयर वर्सेस ऑफ इंट्रीगेट महाप्रभु जी रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी सात्विक भाव सची इराग मीन्स वेरी सुन श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु टोल्ड दैट वेरी सुन रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी यू गेट द कृष्ण प्रेम धारा टू वर्शिप शालिग्रामा एंड द गोवर्धन शिला वर्शिप ऑफ शालिग्राम शिला एंड गोवर्धन शिला द वर्शिप ऑफ शालिग्राम शिला एंड गोवर्धन शिला वॉटर Manjaris also, and then you explain about the Manjaris and how to do the worship of Shishi Shaligrama, that we have to keep one Tulsi Maharani and then Manjari Ji and then and Manjari Ji and then other Tulsi Maharani and then offer to the Shishi Shaligrama and with corn cell, water. वो शंखा के शंखा में से पानी डाल के और वी हैव टू ऑफर विद द मंजरी जी एंड विद द तुलसी महारानी बट इन अब्रॉड वी कैन नॉट फाइंड मंजरी जी सो दैट वी कैन ऑफर विद विद तुलसी जी ऑल्सो एंड महाप्रभु इंस्ट्रक्टेड रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी ऑफर 8 मंजरी विद द with the both side of Sisi Tulsi Maharani and Sila Swarup here so nicely explained Mataji that Swarup Dao Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given a Saligram Sila to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is trained under the Swarup Damodar Goswami. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is his guru, but he don't feel bad that oh my Shisha get the mercy of Sisi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but I don't get. But he assists Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and then he gave two big clothes so that Raghunath Das Goswami uska jhola bana ke bhagwan ko andar rakh sakte and then so we learn lesson that somehow we get if somebody is given us a counselor position or guru position or that bhakti vruksha leader so we should not proud we should follow the instruction of our newcomer Vaishnava also and here you also so nicely about the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sri Samut Swarup Damodar Goswami is doing a seva of Sri Shaligrama with Raghunath Das Goswami as assist to Raghunath Das Goswami that is touch to heart Mataji and we worship the Raghunath Das Goswami feel that potency of Lord Krishna, Nanda Raja's Lord Krishna, Nanda Nandan is there in a Saligrama, that potency he feel. And Raghunath Das Goswami worship that Sila, very soon you get the Krishna Prema. And
Raghunadas Goswami is so pure Vaishnava that he get a Krishna prema, and he offer without salt, just boil a bati, wheat bati, and offer to Lord Krishna. And then this is Saligrama. And Saligrama one day, this is Saligrama said, I need little water, salt. And then Raghunath Das Goswami said, see, I don't have anything. You have to adjust with me. So this is the conversation between Lord and Raghunath Das Goswami, and the Krishna Prema between both of them. And then you explain about the Advait Chandra, Shri Advait Acharya, Shri Narsingh Dev Seva, Tulsi Dal Matra, Vikrinite Swa Atmena, who just offered Tulsi Deva चिबुक पान मीन्स ये हथेली में पान पानी लेके फिर उसमें तुलसी तुलसी लीव्स रख के दे ऑफर विद द लव टू द शिशि नरसिंह देवा शिशि शालीग्राम सेवा. देन यू एक्सप्लेन सो नाइसली अबाउट द गुंजमाला रेड गुंजमाला ब्लैक कलर part white spot is there. This is the Gunjaberi. This Gunjmala is Srimati Shishi Radharani. And Sila is the Krishna. And you give the darshan of Gunjamala also, and the Sila Shishi Saligram Silaji also. And sometimes और उसमें एक थंबा का निशान था क्योंकि वो झोला जो स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी ने लिया था उसमें दो कपड़ा था तो उसमें लेके वो घूमते थे और उनके हार्ट पे भी रखते थे भगवान को. सो देयर इज अ वन थंब साइन वी कैन सी. सो लोकनाथ गोस्वामी इस राधा गोकुलानंदन अभी वो जो डिटीज है अभी वो श्री राधा गोकुलानंदन में है. एंड यू गिव अ दर्शन ऑफ श्रृंगार दर्शन दैट इज सो नाइस. And the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami and Six Goswami, and you explained so nicely, Mataji. I forgot that Rupa Manjari, Nayan Manjari, all the Six Goswami. Can you please explain again? Koti Koti Danvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. And one thing I want to explain that whenever you explain Chaitanya Charanamrut, the bhav, Mataji, the expression came in your face, and you are totally involved in that lila that is enjoying by all of us. Hare Krishna Danvat Pranam, Mataji. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Thank you so much, Srinda Gopika Mataji, for summarizing and always taking notes and getting so much engrossed in Chaitanya Katha. So thank you so much. Yeah, Mataji, I was just telling that how our acharyas, they all are manjaris. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's Nayana Manjari. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Kamala Manjari. And then Jiva Goswami is Vilasa Manjari. Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. And how Avashila Raghunath Das Goswami is Rati Manjari. So they all are in the Manjari bhav so that it can help in the intimate and conjugal pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Yeah. Thank you so much, Srinda Gopika Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Okay, anything else? Okay, if not, then Shama Supriya Mataji, would you like to please take over?
Yeah, sure, Mataji. Mataji, before ending the call, I have a small question, Mataji. My question was regarding this Govardhan Shila worship and everything. You have clarified with the Hindu Mataji's question. And another question, Mataji, we see mostly Manjaris came down and assist in Mahaprabhu's Leela. Can we have some instances or some, what we can say, avatars of Gopas or Gopis taking in the Mahaprabhu's Leela, Mataji? Mostly we hear about the Manjaris taking in the Mahaprabhu's Leela, assisting.
Mataji, everybody, all the Dwadasha Gopas, they assisted Nityananda Prabhu. And you know, we know that all the other Gopas also, they came in Chaitanya Leela. So actually there is a whole, in Gaur Ganosha Desha Deepika, it has been mentioned that how the Gopas also came. Arjuna, mm-hmm. Dham, they also came. In the last to last class, we mentioned, right, when we were doing that pastime of Chidadahi festival, And we were telling that how Nityananda Prabhu was seated on a raised platform, and along with him, all his associates were sitting. So all of them, you know, how they were in Krishna Leela, they were the Dwadasha Gopas, the 12 Gopas, the principal Gopas. So yes, everybody came actually to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Chaitanya Leela.
Mataji, if you don't mind, can you repeat Dwadasha Gopas? I did not write anywhere, Mataji. I missed that part.
Okay, then I'll just take the book, because in the book I have mentioned. I can tell you the verse number. Give me 1 minute. Yeah. So in this Chiradahi festival, what we saw that how Nityananda, you remember that pastime, right?
How Nityananda, yes, Mataji.
So at that time it has been mentioned that how there were few devotees. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, chapter 6 only. This is verse number 61, where it's mentioned that Ramadasa Sundarananda Dasa Gadadhara Murari Kamalakara Sadashiva Purandara. And text 62 says, Dhananjaya Jagadisha Parameshwara Dasa Mahesha Gauri Dasa Hoda Krishna Dasa. So these all are present, where, you know, in the translation, Prabhupada mentions that one was Ramadas. And who is Ramadas? Who is also, you know, one of the prominent devotee of Nityananda. And he was Shridham. He was one of the 12 Gopas. Shridham came as Ramadas, who was assisting Nityananda Prabhu. Then Sundarananda. Sundarananda was Sudama. Then Gadadhar Das. Gadadhar Das is also, you know, referred to one of the branch of the Chaitanya tree. And this Gadadhar Das is not the same as Gadadhar Pandit, because Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani herself, who came as Gadadhar Pandit. This Gadadhar Das is the luster of Srimati Radharani, is what came as Gadadhar Das in Chaitanya Leela. And then we have Kamalakara. Kamalakara is also the third Gopala in those 12 principal Dwadasha Gopas. Then Sadashiv was Mahabal. Mahabal came as Sadashiv. Then Purandara, you know, he was also one of the, he was actually Angada in Ramalila, who was Angad. He came as Purandara. Then we know about Dhananjaya. So Dhananjaya is also one of the Dwadasha Gopas, and he is, I think so, Vasudhama. He was Vasudhama, who came as Dhananjaya. And then Parameshwara Das, he was Arjun. Arjun came as Arjun, one of the Gopas. He came as Parameshwara Das. Then Subala came as Gauri Das. So these are, you know, different Gopas, they came. And then we know about Udaranadatta Datta. He was also Subahu, who came as Udaranadatta, and he assisted, you know, Nityananda Prabhu. Hope that helps, Mataji. It's all
described. Yeah. Yes, Mataji.
Verse number 63 in the purport, Prabhupada has mentioned each and every person's identity in Krishna Leela.
Okay. Mataji, who is this Vasudhama, Mataji? We heard of Sudama.
Yeah, Vasudhama is also one of the Gopas.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji, for taking all this pain and explaining me. Thank you so much.
Because I myself, you know, prepared for this, so I remembered it and shared it.
Thank you, Mataji. So, yes, Mataji. So, Hare Krishna devotees, so if there are no more questions for Mataji, we can end the call.
Bhajan Mataji. Please forgive us.
Prashad Prabhu is there. Prabhu, if you are still there, would you like to sing this Govardhan Vasa Dashakam Prarthana?
I think, Mataji, we can give a link to the Dashakam. Because we right now, or you sing, or either we'll give a link for the singing that I have done.
Yeah, sure, we can give that link. Okay, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, which bhajan you want?
Yes. Anything. Two lines.
Two lines, anything. Still. Anything, I don't know, Mataji. Just suggest, because this time I didn't prepare for any bhajan. Any devotees, any suggestion?
Mataji Sundara Bala.
Oh, okay.
Sachi Dulala.
Sachi Sutashtakam. I don't know whether I'll be able to do the justice with this, because Guru Maharaj used to sing it very, very beautifully. Anyway, we'll just sing. Thank you so much. So, you want me to share this bhajan?
Yes, Mataji, if you can share.
Okay. Sundar Bala Sachi Dulala Nachat Shri Hari Kirtan Me. Sundar Bala Sachi Dulala Nachat Shri Hari Kirtan Me. भाले चंदन तिलक मनोहर भाले चंदन तिलक मनोहर अलका शोभा को पलनन में सुंदर बाला सची दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में. I'll sing last one now. Koi gaavat hai Radha Krishna naam, koi gaavat hari hari gun gaan. Mangal dhan mre danga rasala, bhajat hai koi rangan mein. सुंदर बाला सचि दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में. हरे कृष्ण.
जय गणपति.
हाय, सो स्वीट माताजी.
सो मच. या बिफोर नाउ आई जस्ट हैव वन टू अनाउंसमेंट्स. वन इज दैट टुमारो वी विल बी हैविंग प्रभुपाद. Friday, we'll be having tomorrow, and on Friday, because of the most auspicious day of Gita Jayanti, and the same time from 10 o'clock EST, 10 o'clock EST, we will be reciting the whole Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So I know a lot of devotees have, volunteered to read those verses. So please be there on Zoom call. We'll be reading the whole Sanskrit verses, the whole Bhagavad Gita. Friday will be that. So because Friday is Gita Jayanti, we don't want to miss Prabhupada lecture. So tomorrow we'll be doing Prabhupada lecture. And on Monday, Her Grace Preeti Vilasini Mataji agreed. So she'll be there on call to give us class on Sri Chaitanya.
Hari
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 Jai. Krishna Mataji, I have a question. I can ask a little, isn't it?
Just
see, this morning while chanting, I think I heard Priti Vilasini Mataji. I don't know, but like she was used to chant so many nicely, very nice voice. So somebody did that. I don't know, but I thought of Priti Vilasini Mataji at that time.
Yeah, Priti Vilasini was also on a call now, so she's joining and on. Yes, she's coming back to her normal services. We are happy that she's taking everything as per Krishna's plan. And Monday also, she agreed to do class.
Today, kids' class she's doing, Mataji.
Very well.
Today, she's doing kids' class.
Today, kids' class also, she volunteered. So, yeah. Bhakti Sangha is her world, Mataji. So, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
She was taking so many kids' classes also, so very small, and then older also.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Wonderful.
It's the heart of Mataji.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Very happy to hear that.
Friday, what time start, Mataji? Sisi Bhagavad Gita Sloka.
For you, it's Atlanta, right? It's 10 a.m. 10 to whatever time it takes. Maybe 3 hours it will take to recite the whole book. Three and a half. So from 10 a.m. Yeah.
Okay, Mataji. Okay. Once again, thank you so much, Kitida Mataji, for your very valuable time and association. And thank you so much to all the assembled devotees. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhu bhyai vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnav Rindiki Jai Namachar Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Hari Kirtida Sundari Mata Ji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Mata Ji. Hare Krishna.
Happy birthday, Mata Ji.
Hare Krishna, Mata Ji. Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Mata Ji. Hare Krishna for beautiful class.